Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Goddess Energy Forecast. This is a special week, so pay attention. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Abigail Mensah-Bonsu. I am the founder of the Moon Goddess Academy and the Moon Goddess Publishing. Shall we begin? So we begin this week with the Lion's Gateway or the Lioness Gateway, which last Thursday, myself and two other sisters, we came together and did or brought through transmissions to support you through this gateway, this powerful gateway, this powerful portal or vortex. And so I'll make sure I put that link below so that you can find it. Make sure you go watch it. It was very powerful and receive even more support there. We brought through light language, soul songs, like go receive that blessing. I'll put the link below. But it's just so cool. This is the week that we're in, you know, beginning with, it's like we're walking through that portal, coming out on the other side. And that is what this week is about. You know, I was thinking about all the portals that we get to experience throughout the year. You know, each year we go through the same portals that open up in certain time of the year. And these portals, these gateways are opportunities for us to receive more of us, more of our light, up-level, evolve, change, transform, right? All of that. Receive support, right? Manifest. And this portal is about manifesting. The thing that came in is like, if, you know, your big dreams that you've kind of kept in the closet somewhere because you're afraid that it won't come true, or you're afraid to share it with someone, or you just kind of like hiding it, whatever the reason, it's time to get it out. Let it out and speak it to the universe. I'm going to share some ways that you can harness, you can, I like the word, you can harness the energy of the lioness or lion's gateway to support you through this journey. This is a big one I'm feeling. And, you know, Thursday, when my sisters and I came together to bring through the transmission, we talked a little bit at the beginning about the lioness or lion's gateway and what it means, you know, for how it shows up in our lives and all of that. And it was very interesting. After the transmission, you know, one thing that I said in the transmission was that, you know, this portal always, it's like when I get to this time of the year, it's like I've been sleeping and I wake up, right? And I'm wide awake. Everything is more enhanced, like my soul gifts are more like crystal clarity, more powerful. My intuition is on point. It feels like I have woken up from a sleep. It's just such a powerful time of the year. And it continues from this point forward, right? Because we have other portals that come up to end the year, right? And so, you know, after the transmission, I was thinking about it. I was like, why does it feel that way around this time, August 8th, right? 8-8. And then it dawned on me, my life path number is an 8. So during this time, this lioness or lion's gateway, not only is it activating more of me, right? It is activating my life path, my purpose. It is a deep activation. And no wonder it feels like I'm awake, right? It's really cool. So I'm curious to hear from you. You know, is this the first time that you connect into the 8-8 portal? Do you already work with it? How do you feel around this time of the year? Or how do you feel around any of the gateways or portals that open up for us throughout the year? Put that in the comments or send me a message, share with me, or better yet, come into my free Facebook group, Moon Goddess Sacred Sanctum. The link is below. You can request to join and come share that experience with me. I want to know. you know, we, in the transmission, we shared our takes on that. And we also received, because it was a live transmission, so we were able to receive comments from others. And it was really fascinating. You know, even my sisters that I did transmission with, you know, this Lion's Gate is the one that really felt more potent for them. And they both share why that was. So make sure, again, go watch that. The transmission is a great lesson that we brought through. It was so powerful. Like, I'm still integrating what came through, you know, as a channel. So let's go into how you can harness. What are some things that are really calling you to do? What are some things that you can do this week to really help you harness this powerful gateway and the light, the activating light that is pouring through? You know, I love the number 8, right? Because when you look at it, it's an infinity. And it's also us above, so below, as within, so without, right? It really brings heaven to earth. And it brings earth to heaven. It's this beautiful flow of energy that happens, that is within us, you know. And, you know, there's a meditation that you can actually do to bring in that infinity. You know, I usually draw the infinity on my clients when I'm doing healing on them to bring that balance, right? So that all the energy centers will be flowing with each other, so that the higher self's genome will flow into the physical genome. Yeah, it's so powerful. But 8 also represents power, abundance, right? And power is like self-power. It's like finding your power, your true core power, right? That is in higher service, right? I'm not talking about, well, of course, you know, you can have the shadow side and the light side. So we have abundance, we have power, we have community, right? Self-esteem, all of that comes in there. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful number. And of course, like I said, us above, so below. So here are some things that you can amp on if you're already doing this week. If you're not, these are some of the things that you can do. You can choose one or two to focus on or to do this week to help you really receive that which you're here to receive. So I talked about it. First thing, listen to the live transmission. Again, the link is below. Click on it. Receive your blessings from there. Like, what came through to support everyone is just, it was incredible. The second thing, and I also mentioned, this is so interesting, bring your big dreams out of the closet and speak it to the universe. So something I've been doing is in the evening, I'll just go out in my backyard and I'll just stand. I'll take a deep breath in, feel my feet on the ground, feel my crown connected to the heavens. And I look up into the sky and I have a conversation with the divine about my dreams, what I want to create, what I want to see manifest. And this week, amp it up. Do more of it. Talk to the divine about what is on your heart. What is it that you're really here to create? It's not even about talking to someone else about it. It's talking to source about it so that you can manifest that. That is what this gateway is bringing through. So really take advantage of this, okay? The next one is listen to music. Dance, move your body, but especially the first part, listen to music and allow the music to move your body, right? One of the things I like to listen to is frequency music. You know, it can be classical music infused with those solfeggio frequencies or the frequency of the of balance of the earth, right? There are music that are infused with frequencies to support us and bring harmony and balance. And, you know, if you haven't heard frequency music, go look into it. It's incredible, right? It's a quicker way to bring through that which you desire, that which you need too, because there are frequency music for healing, for mental clarity, for attracting abundance, for confidence. I mean, it's everything. It's like different hertz, right? So listen to high vibrational music or music that makes you feel good. Let's just put it that way. Not even high vibration, right? Music that makes you feel good. The next one is meditate. Meditate. And when I say meditate, I want you to, you know how you meditate. You know which style of meditation works for you. If you're someone who sits in, you know, with the traditional meditation style, great. Do more of it this week, right? If you're someone who, you know, hikes as a meditation, do more of it this week. If you're someone who dances as a meditation, do more of that this week. But meditate, connect to that which is bigger than you. Connect to your heart. Remember the lioness and the lion energy is about heart, right? Leo energy is all about the heart. You know, if you know any Leos in your life, I mean, they come off as, I mean, they are the lion and the lioness, but truly it's about the heart. They have some of the biggest hearts. It's about the heart. So the meditation is connecting to something higher than you and then connecting to your heart, connecting to your body, opening yourself up to receive the downloads, the light codes, the blessings, the activations. And I'm just seeing like this rainfall of living waters just falling into and around you. Meditate to connect. Hydrate. Oh my gosh, this is so important. Hydrate, because the more water you have in your body, remember water is, the molecules in water adheres to the frequencies of light. So the light codes that come through can program the cells of the water or the molecules in the water. And since we're mostly made up of water, guess what? You get to receive it that way. So make sure you are fully hydrated. Drink plenty of water. Your body will thank you for it. Your mind will thank you for it. Your heart will thank you for it. Everything about you will thank you for it. And it will also create or make you more open and available to receive the light codes that want to come to you. Journal. This one is, if you love to journal, do more of that, because you're going to be receiving. You're going to be receiving codes. You're going to be receiving downloads. You're going to be receiving visions, right? You're going to be receiving messages about your purpose, about your path. Write it down. There's something about pen and paper. It pulls the intangible into the tangible and allows it to manifest. It's the quickest way to manifest when we write things down. So journal, journal, journal. If you love to journal, if you don't, it's okay. Find another way to record what is coming through and pull it into the physical realm. Get outside into the sun, right? You can go sit outside and just taking a deep breath in and just feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Remember, the sun represents Leo, right? The lion, the lioness, and it's encoded with light frequencies. So go out there and just get some sunlight, right? Easy way for you to receive these light codes. Connect to the earth. I think I already talked about that. You know, go outside as you're receiving the sun, feel the earth beneath your feet. Connect to the Divine Mother, right? You know, as you're talking to the Divine Father above, also talk to the Divine Mother, ask her for her support. And you create in that which you are calling in, and you manifest in that which you're calling in, and to hold you, to support your physical body, right? Really connect to the Divine Mother, honor her, step into gratitude for her love, for her nourishment, for her support already in your life. Connect to your body, which is the physical manifestation of the earth. And then last, connect to your creative side. So again, you can do journaling, you can do art, you can do painting, you can sing. Allow your creative nature to come forth. Express yourself through a creative activity. Yeah. So you have many options here. Whichever is calling to you, choose one or two and focus on that. Do more of that this week. Do the ones that feel good to you, okay? If none of these feel good to you and you have something else that'll help you really connect to your body, to your heart, to the higher power, to Mother Nature, to the earth, then do that. These are just some options if you need help with that. Okay, so let's go into the centering. Place your hand on your heart and begin to breathe. Breathe into your heart, breathe into your body. And with each inhalation, imagine you're breathing in light and sending it into your heart and into your body. And open up your crown and begin to receive the light from the Divine Father above as it pours down your crown, pours down your channel into your heart, and then spreading out through your entire body. Let's go ahead and do the same thing from below, from the heart of the Divine Mother. Bring it through your roots, up through your legs, let it anchor into your heart, and then spread through you the rest of your body. And now bring your awareness into your heart, calling your higher self into your heart if you haven't already yet. And see all three presence, the light from the Divine Father, the light from the Divine Mother, and your own divinity, which is your higher self. Begin to see all three of them merge together into this powerful ball of light. And when they come together, they explode and radiate out, creating this beautiful radiance within you and also around you. Breathe into the state. Really feel that ball of light pulsating through your heart and out, just pulsating out in waves of light. Bring your awareness to that center of that ball of light, to that zero point, and breathe in that point. Breathe in this spot. And from here, go ahead and ask, which of these messages is for my highest good this week? 1, 2, or 3. And when you receive the number or numbers, open your eyes, open your heart, and get ready to receive. So this week I'm using a different kind of card deck. I haven't used this one in a long time, but speaking of frequency, you know, this card deck, like the artwork is all about frequency, and that's what I wanted to bring through. And it's called the Divine Guidance Oracle. This is like the book cover. Okay, so if you received one, here is your card. So first, when you look at the card, I want you to look at it, look at the colors within it. Because remember, these cards are about frequency. And breathe in the color into yourself, into your aura. So if you received one, here's your card. And it's very cool that all three cards have the kind of like the same colors flowing through it. Like I notice a lot of purple. So I'm curious to see what you notice in your card, like which ones step out. But breathe in this frequency as it pours into you. This card is about rewards. Rewards. Let's see what this card says. We have liftoff. Woo! Energetically and physically, things are about to take off in your world. Hold on to your hat. All your hard work is about to pay off. whatever your venture is right now, there is a great movement coming. Things are about to skyrocket for you. Good things do come, and this is your time to enjoy them. You have done the work. Now it is time to reap the rewards. Congratulations. Oh, this is going to be a good week for you. It's so in alignment with this Lion Lioness Gateway. Congratulations. If you received two, again, go ahead and I love, look at the colors in this one. Hope you can see. There we go. Just breathe in the colors. This card, let's see here. This card says, speak your truth. This week, speak your truth. It is time to speak your truth, beloved. You no longer need to hold back what you have to say for fear of what others may think. You're being asked to speak up and share your feelings, your wisdom, and whatever is on your mind. And when you have something to say, yet hold your words back through fear, you create a blockage in your energy and life. Speak up. What you have to say is important and worth being heard. If you are a public speaker or have a desire to speak publicly, this card encourages you to use your voice and claim your power. Speak up, dear. Look at the frequencies in this card. It has that dark blue, the light blue, the turquoise. It's just beautiful and white. Take it in. And even the shape of it in there looks like the throat, the larynx. Beautiful. And if you receive three, like I did, here's your card. And it just looks like a flower. Just beautiful. Just take it in. Like an opening, right? Just breathing in. I'm breathing in with you if you receive three. If you received three, let's see here. Yes. If you received three, this card is called receiving. So let's practice that right now. Receive the frequency of these cards, of this card. And it says, energetically, you're beginning to draw in the loving people you need to help you move forward on your path and in your life. These people offer you both emotional and spiritual support so that you may see and feel your own value in the world. Remember, you have just as much of a positive effect in their lives as they do in yours. It's just as important that you allow yourself to receive too. In doing so, you are creating a beautiful energy exchange of growth and support for all. Receive. So I'm just going to show you all three cards again. And what I want you to do is just receive. Just look at the frequencies. Just receive the frequencies without the words. Just take a deep breath in. So card number one. Card number two. And card number three. This card just makes me want to smile. Look at it, it's so beautiful. That's why it's my card too. So taking a deep breath in and out. It's going to be so much energy coming through this week to support you, to help you shift, to help you heal, to help you co-create, manifest, whatever it is that you know you're here to manifest and create. Be ready to receive. Be ready to receive. If you're not good at receiving, this will be a great week to start practicing. Right? Just like the last card said, right? This will be a great week to start practicing. And again, you know, go check out the live transmission that my sisters and I did to receive even more support and blessings for this week. The link is below, so make sure you find that and watch it. It was very powerful, and I'm so glad we were able to channel it through. All right, my loves. It's a lot coming through. Stay grounded, be in your body, hydrate, connect to the earth, journal, dance, move your body, do things that light you up, be in the places that bring you joy, surround yourself with people who ignite you, empower you, inspire you, and bless you as much as you bless them. I love you so much. Happy Lioness and Lion's Gateway this week. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.